I feel like we finally arrived because we had a disclaimer.
Disclaimer at the beginning.
We talk about it all the time.
We had a disclaimer. It says not suitable for children.
Yeah.
It said all kinds of other stuff.
Keeping it rated G.
Rated, yeah.
And what we say here doesn't reflect the opinions of the K-Band TV.
They had every, like, they are
yeah,
not
they should have added that in the
disclaimer. They're not liable for what we have to say.
Yeah, they
welcome to the GloucesterCast. This is GloucesterCast 143.
Wow.
Our intro music, I'd like to pay homage to our friends Earl and Arch. Earl Foote Jr. Was... See, Alicia, I'm going to go to you. Do you know who Earl... Had you ever heard of Little Earls?
Yes.
Okay, what was Little Earls?
Was it a bar?
Was it a bar, she says. So she's not sure.
We're
going to come back to this later because we're going to talk about some age
stuff. Was it a bar?
Yes, absolutely.
Earl Foote Jr. wrote the song Gloucester Till the End. It's been Good Morning Gloucester's theme song, and it's the intro for all of our podcasts, but he wrote the song. Earl Foote Sr. started Little Earls. Little Earls was an institution in Gloucester. A lot of bands, big-time bands, played Little Earls. And it was the golden age of Gloucester when drinking age was only 18 for
a brief
period of time.
And it was like a disco. Yeah, it was disco. It was disco era.
It was like late 70s when disco was popping off. Yeah. It had like the suppressed dance floor.
It had spirits there, but it had dancing.
Okay, totally wasn't born
there. It was over the top.
Yeah.
But Earl Foote was really, Earl and Arch, the band that made our intro music, the first time I heard that song, Gloucester to the End, and it's only the audio on the intro, but if you look in the sidebar of Good Morning Gloucester, you can hear the whole song. The first time I heard it, I actually welled up.
Yeah,
because
it's a beautiful song.
It was a gorgeous, gorgeous song. Yeah. It talks about our Uncle Cosmo,
Mark
Antonio.
Yeah, he's super talented. Earl's always
who was
been
lost
musical
at sea.
And talented.
The song really hits home for a lot of Gloucester people. We have some sad news to report today. For anyone that follows the blog, none of you guys probably know this.
I read about it.
I'm scared.
Did she write about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. EJ rescued a duck. Lefevre. She's just back from Florida. Good Morning Gloucester contributor. She rescued the duck. She was relying on information from this woman, Jody from Cape Ann Animal Rescue or something. Said to, put the duck back into with the other ducks. Oh, it was an eider. And she put it up to the sea to reunite with
the
other ducks.
Why are you going
to
be like that? Seriously.
Within like 20 yards of the shore, it just like keeled over.
Oh, no.
She was trying to do the right thing.
We had a duck in our backyard last night. We had a duck in our backyard last night.
Was it friends with the coyote?
This is like a sea duck.
Oh, a sea duck.
But poor, I don't EJ think brought a lot of...
duck was lost.
It was a nice duck.
Aww.
It was a very nice
and
duck.
And you had a laugh right at it.
No, I didn't meet the
duck. Did you meet the duck?
No, I never met the duck.
I met the duck for the first time this morning.
I know, I haven't seen
EJ. Oh, before it died.
Before it died.
Oh, that's nice.
She had it in a pouch. It was in a pouch. She came down the wharf. She was wearing a jacket.
She was nursing the duck?
She was. It was kind of like a kangaroo pouch.
Yeah, like the baby.
So she came down. She's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, she looked a little chubby or something. I didn't know what was going on. She unzipped her jacket and she had a black pouch. It was like a satchel. I would say it was a satchel.
Yeah.
And it had like a little, like a rope kind of hasp around it. She undid it and then she pulled out the little baby eider. It was cute as hell.
Yeah, I bet.
And she's like, oh my goodness, isn't it so beautiful and everything? And I was really happy for her because it brought so much joy to her life. And her mom is kind of like, towards the ending stages, whatever. And her mom has been distracted from her move from Florida. She's a little disoriented.
Yeah.
But she had this duck to, like, be her friend.
Yep.
So. Distract her from the move. And so EJ tried to do the right thing and reunited with the
I always thought if you touched them, they couldn't go back into civilization. Like the other ducks smell of birds. Like I thought you'd.
You know something? That's what I always thought too.
But
you and I probably didn't grow up in like animal friendly.
We were probably told that to not touch the ducks.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So poor EJ.
That's why
we're dogs.
Why my mother raised us to be germophobic.
Our heart goes out to EJ and the duck, and the eider. There's a beautiful
Well,
lighter.
Kudos to her for trying.
She tried to do
most
the,
people would
she
just
tried to do the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the new format for the Gloucester cast?
What's that, EJ?
EJ.
What's that, Toby?
You didn't introduce?
Oh, we'll introduce everybody right now. Let's go right around the room. Thank you, Toby, for bringing this up. Toby Pett with a nice tan today. He's looking very svelte and everything. Toby Pett.
Good morning, Gloucester.
We have, I want you to do your sexy voice now. We have Alicia DeWolf.
Hello, Joey.
There you go.
Is that good?
That's a 1-800 Alicia voice.
Is that good?
We have James Eves right here from Cape Ann G. Clay.
Hi.
Hi.
That's not my sexy voice, so you want my sexy voice?
No, please no. Please no. And we have Sister Felicia all dolled up tonight.
Hey, everyone.
Sister Felicia, she's been on hiatus from the blog.
She's
got a very busy... You would definitely give her a pass if you saw her yard, how beautiful the landscaping in her yard is right now. You'd give her a pass for not posting any recipes or anything
because
she's been like day morning to night working on her yard and it's like a
masterpiece. And she doesn't even care if there's a coyote there. She will say, okay, Amanda, go in the house. I'm going to keep working. Just
make sure
the coyote doesn't come near me, but I'm still going to...
What I said was... I heard rustling, and I thought it was a bunny, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a giant coyote.
And instead of leaving,
so
you stayed.
I was trying to finish my task for the night. It was dusk, and I called the kids out onto the deck to watch me to make sure that it wouldn't attack me so I could finish. They didn't think that that was a good idea, and they were screaming. So then I decided to try to make loud noises because I thought if you did that, then the coyotes leave. Like, this coyote didn't. And he was just pacing back and forth.
How far away was he from you?
He was from me probably a little further than Toby.
No, you would not have, 10
Joey?
Feet away, you would not have sat there and not
Joey?
Gone inside
no,
the house.
No, I got on the deck, but when I noticed it, that's how close it was. And then I ran to the deck.
Okay.
And then it stayed where it was, and I was on the deck, so I was a little further away.
Instead of going inside your house, you just stayed on the deck?
Yes. Like, I mean, my backyard is not a big backyard.
She's not an animal person
listen,
either.
I know.
It's suspect.
Explain.
It's totally suspect.
No, the reason why I didn't want to go in the house was because I was covered in dirt and chemicals because I was treating the lawn.
So you'd rather get eaten by that coyote?
Yes.
And then
that's
go
how
to
psychotic
your house.
She is.
Yes, because I can't walk through the house in dirt.
A little bit of dirt, exactly.
Yes.
That's
so I was
right.
trying
my,
to get something.
As long as my floor does not get... Yeah, this is suspect.
I just wanted the grass to be pretty.
And then so she brought her kids out there.
I did. I brought the kids
out. And the idea was for the kids to make sure the coyote didn't do anything.
I just wanted to get to the wood.
But... Really, if anything happened, her kids were going to witness her get mauled by a coyote.
That was what,
I mean, that's all they were going to be able to do is witness being mauled by their mother.
I have to say, though, that was a coyote.
Or it was going to be a three-course meal.
Right, oh, right, yeah.
The coyotes in our neighborhood are no longer interested in eating bunnies.
Because they're eating off your
because
garbage.
Because we have so many bunnies. And, I mean, this looked very healthy, was clearly not afraid of noise or people. And was very much interested in what we were doing outside.
It's interesting. It's interesting because the coyotes, I've seen plenty. We've in East Gloucester, everybody sees coyotes. That's just part of living in East Gloucester now. And usually they kind of like go about their own business. You drive and they just trot. They don't run away from you at all. And it seems like I wish rather than them having this lobster observer program on the boats that they would actually put those people on, like, documenting coyote movements.
Yes, I'd like to be able to go out
and like, how much less afraid of people in the past 10 years coyotes have actually become.
Yeah. Right.
I think that would be a better use of wildlife resources or whatever it is.
I will not allow coconut out on our deck. I used to have, like, the OK Corral and let her go out on the deck and come in and out as she pleased. I can't do that anymore. I would sometimes let her out when I was cooking. I can't even do that. Somebody has to be on the deck with her if she's on the deck because I'm afraid.
So we have next topic. We are going to move on to the next topic that Toby sent me just a couple hours ago. Really cool news. Toby Pett sent this to me. We are invited to join the mayor in the annex parking lot, 3:30 next Tuesday, June 16th. She will be electrifying the city fleet by presenting three new Nissan Leafs and a rapid vehicle charging station. The three Leafs will be used by our inspectional services team, and the charging station will be available for public use during annex business hours. We hope to see you all there. The city is going, some of their vehicles that are being provided to the city are going to be electric, 100% electric vehicles. And they're going to have an electric charging station. Now, there's going to be there's questions, obviously, right? The questions is, they say it's available to the public.
Well, you can buy a Nissan Leaf now as a consumer. You can buy one of these vehicles.
But the charging station is open to the public. I wonder how they meter how much money they charge. You can't just go in and plug into their electricity and use it for free. So, well, I know you don't know. This is the question that I have is, I wonder how they meter how much they're going to charge you to go there with your personal Nissan Leaf and plug into the city's charging station at the annex. And I assume the annex, it means up on Pond Road.
I think so.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
So
planning offices, et cetera.
So here you are. We just broke that news.
That's cool.
I think that's huge news. The windmills, electric charging stations.
You do see more and more electric cars on the road. I personally don't notice them, but my kids have a knack of pointing them out.
You know what the cool thing about the electric cars? You ever get in one?
No.
How silent they are. Like, you don't know they're in gear.
Yeah.
You just, like, you press the gas pedal and they move, but you don't hear an engine revving or anything like that.
Somebody in town has a BMW one because we often see that throughout the city.
The first person I know and the first one that I ever was in was Mark McDonough that owns the Serenity Group.
Yeah.
He got one of the first ones. He said to the people, I think it was at Sudbees or something, I want the first one. And he got it. It was like a couple of years ago now.
Wow.
And I took a ride in it and, like, completely silent. Really cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
So there you go. We have some more news. I'd like, everybody, golf clap for James. James instituted the Good Morning Gloucester
calendar.
It started
the arts calendar.
Wait, it started out as an arts calendar.
Yeah, now it's full out.
Now it's full blown calendar. Like, it's the go to source.
It's definitely getting there. I did probably 20 entries today.
Are you kidding me?
I'm doing an average of 5 to 20, depending upon the day.
Now, when we started this.
Events that get added to the calendar.
Right. Now, when we talked about this initially, I said to you, are you sure you want to take this on?
No, you didn't. We were drinking.
No.
We were drinking. No,
that's
you
like
did not.
I was talking about.
And I said, I said what would be cool, because I keep missing these events over the weekends, what would be cool if there was some kind of singular place.
Well, this was at the
where
Dodge
there was a calendar
ball,
I could go to and schedule my weekend. And
was
you said, we're going to do that on GMG. You're going to do it.
He has a knack of attacking at the right moment. Like, he has these ideas in the back of his head, and then when people are
I mentioned
off
it, my pants were down.
I plied them with booze.
I was like, are you
Let's
serious?
Be honest, I plied them with booze.
And then I wasn't with booze.
He
came to my house and said, you're gonna load these recipes yourself. And I was like, huh, me?
Morning of the bikini.
I did learn.
The morning of the bikini speedo.
We were probably still
three deep into Bloody Marys.
Yeah, you had a couple of Bloody Marys.
And we were three deep.
Bacon.
I totally understand why it's difficult for you to take care of your yard and do your posts, because your posts are so complex.
Yeah, my posts.
They've got to be time consuming.
My posts take hours.
Yeah,
mine do not.
Toby's sucking up, so he gets invited to the next
feed
that she puts on.
No, it's true.
They're very
intense. Sometimes I want to post. I don't have the time, and I'm too much of a perfectionist to bet you know.
Yes.
I don't just throw something up. I need it to be right. And
she does. She does. She
puts in time. She puts in 20 entries. How long does that take?
A couple minutes.
Oh, you make it sound like you'd be doing it all day.
Yeah, but
no,
he's also savvy on the computer.
The calendar's beefy and beefy.
All right, got it.
And actually, it's becoming. We actually have, I think, 5 or 6 independent Google calendars that were set up for the GMG calendar, because they saw the wisdom of using the Google database as a tool. because you can click on the map and it'll and on your phone and it'll give you directions from Google Maps, yeah. or you can add it to your own personal Google calendar.
Some people
and
don't
get
know how to use those
phone.
Though.
Yeah, no, I don't. So this thing
is Google is your friend.
Google, no, well, Google rules
great.
The world,
I have
and I
all
and
over
I follow
my phone
blindly.
And I still don't
I don't
know.
Do Google Plus. Like people invite me to their circles,
yeah,
and I thank you, but
so,
I
know how to accept
it.
Wait a second.
Google Drive, I'm all about.
Okay, now. We want to talk about how, like, it's a big snowball effect. Because it started out like this, which is really great. And it's just, like, the community organizations that are jumping on board because
they can
see
the wisdom of joining in.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah. So let's let James
talk about some of the organizations
James,
that have jumped on board.
Tell us about your beautiful calendar.
Some of the ones that make sense to me, because at first it was just arts. And then somebody sent me something, there was going to be a poetry reading. And I was, you know, that's the arts. So I added a literature arts calendar because it's broken down into like 20 different calendars.
In the top right corner, there's a little arrow. If you hit that, you can actually
see all the different
see
calendars.
All the different
and,
calendars.
Can, and you can say, oh, I just there's a kids calendar. So you can just turn all the other ones off and have just the kids calendar on. And then you can plan what you're going to do with your kids that weekend. But so that made sense. So, literature. I have one called Performing Arts. So, you know, for dance and some music stuff and whatever. I have one for visual arts. I have one for Cape Angie Clay. I have one for Cape Ann Museum.
Wait a second. You're personally going to benefit from this?
Yes,
that's
I
unacceptable.
Am. Yes, that's yeah. tough shit. Yeah.
Oh, that's number one.
You're counting.
There was a disclaimer. At the beginning of the thing.
I'm going to be
language may not be suitable for children because they saw me coming.
On camera, I may not behave, but on camera, I'm behaving.
We're not pimping hats right now either.
Yeah, that's right, Cape Ann.
We didn't get the memo.
God forbid, someone buys a hat.
So Cape Ann Museum was one of the first to jump on. Sawyer Free Library.
Valerie Marino, awesome.
Right.
Big time FOB.
The city of Gloucester, we just went to their, you found their a page on their website with like 8,000 feeds.
We just backdoored them.
And
we
so we copied we the feeds.
Yeah, we did.
The only thing about theirs is that they don't have their feeds titled, so it looks like gibberish on the pull-down menu. But we have the Community for the Arts feed, the Community Development feed, Downtown Development Commission feed, Health Department, Main City calendar, Open Space and Recreation Committee, and the Tourism. So we have all those feeds from
calendar.
The city.
No, it's
no,
all these layers to
it.
It's
layers.
Oh, that's the layers.
That's the cool calendar. That's the cool
The beauty of it is that these different organizations update their own calendar, share the link with us, and it just integrates
so much stuff.
Yeah, I have there's like 20 calendars on this one. When you view the calendar on the blog, there's actually 20 calendars feeding that thing.
Do we have Sea Arts on there?
There was a woman from Sea Arts in the studio
you
today.
Go to the top right.
And she's the one that actually does the Sea Arts calendar.
And
so she sent me calendar both for our calendar.
Yeah, because they're doing a lot.
I had to do like 10 posts for the CRS today.
They didn't share their calendar with our
calendar?
Well,
they can't because their calendar, for some reason their calendars.
They have a lot going on. I get an email from the CRS all the time.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, if they use this platform,
they
could do it once,
right?
And it would all just it would pull in.
Well, you should call them.
The idea is, a lot of hands make light work.
Yeah. Well, I would think that the Sea Arts would definitely need to be a part of that. They have their big fashion show coming up.
Right. Well, I have that on there.
Which
that's
we're
going to
be in again.
The ones that don't have a feed of their own, I'm still plugging them in myself.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I plugged
Cape
in
Museum
Trident Gallery through December. What?
Cape Ann Museum?
Cape Ann Museum has their own feed.
Are they on our calendar?
They're on our calendar. They have their own calendar on our calendar.
What about farmers markets? Because now I've been hearing all this buzz this last week, which I need to get more information, and I know it was on the blog, but I've been busy gardening. The Magnolia... they're doing like a Magnolia Manchester Farmers Market on Mondays now, and then there's going to be the Farmers Market.
Is that part of Cape Ann Farmers Market, or is that a different one?
No, it's separate. I heard that Marshall's Farm Stand is organizing some farmers markets, these smaller markets in different communities
different
near
neighborhoods?
Us. Yes, and on Mondays it's going to be the Manchester Magnolia Farmers Market.
Well, they organized one in front of Gorton's office, I think.
No, but this is like with they more did, vendors. Yeah, yeah. Well, he, I mean, he's been setting up there for a few years.
But the point is not their first attempt at doing those sort of things.
Right, but this is more like the farmer's market. What I've been told is there's more vendors. Like when he sets up in front of Gorton's, it's just him.
Yeah.
This is several vendors that are going to be, and it's supposed to be in Lexington Ave, right where near 525 Restaurant, down that main strip.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm interested. It's going to start on Monday, and I never have my paperwork in on time, but I will be at the farmer's market this year at stage 4.
Oh, you're going
to
do it?
Yeah, we're doing it, but I'm curious to go on Monday and see the
Magnolia one,
because...
Are you going to cover that for us?
I am going to cover it. I'm definitely covering it. I'm definitely going. And I'm hoping that people do attend it, because I think it'll be kind of fun to have two farmers markets in 1 week. I'm not a member of the organic farm this year, and so that's why I'm doing all this gardening. So I'm kind of nervous in case my garden doesn't take. I mean, it looks good now, but that can change. I'm kind of excited to have two farmers markets in the city that I can go and get fresh produce from. To cook with, because I like in the summertime,
some of the other vendors.
So I think
Maitland
not just
Farms,
having it on Thursday.
People from Salem that
the pickles.
Monday, Thursday is great.
Right, Monday, Thursday.
Monday, Thursday
those
is
pickles.
Great.
I can't get enough of those pickles. You know what's hilarious right now? I want everybody to look at this microphone right here, right?
Okay.
Look at the mic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Look at the earphones in my ears.
Yeah.
And I have the button right here where it would say record, where a normal person would press record to record a freaking...
And you didn't record it?
Hasn't been recording the whole time?
No, it hasn't been recording.
So this is not even a podcast. This is just a bunch of people sitting around talking.
A bunch of people talking. We're just having coffee.
Oh, but maybe...
I'm hoping that Eric, if there's any way we can get an audio feed of this so we can upload it to iTunes, that'd be fantastic.
Would you like to start recording?
Yeah. Yes,
no, at this point, what the hell? We're done.
Yeah.
It's done.
We're like 10 minutes in.
I know.
10 minutes
in. Record.
Done. Probably about a half hour, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's not the first time.
So anyway, James, did you get through your list?
No. Gloucester Area Astronomy Club is my favorite one. I just think it's cool. He has like two entries a year. So he's have a Google calendar, and he has his two entries, and next year he'll be back.
That's awesome.
I like him. And the Schooner Wooden Boat and Shipbuilding Events.
Which is cool.
That's
because
really
that,
cool.
That encompasses...
And that covers so many. The Essex Shipbuilding Museum, the Lannan, the Ardell, all that.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you have the dory? Shouldn't all the dory races?
All that can go in the
that
calendar.
Well, that could go in there. But yeah.
And I can add entries into any of those calendars.
So the point being is if there's a community organization and you have something coming up, send it to...
James
at tapeandgclay.com.
And G Clay is spelled G-I-C-L-E-E. In case
still
anyone didn't
know.
Two E's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not
It means to squirt.
This is a G-rated podcast.
No, it's not. It said in the beginning. I swear it's in the beginning.
Means happiness.
What are you talking about, James?
The word G-clay means to squirt.
I thought it meant fine art reproduction.
That's what everybody thinks. That's why we used it on our...
Say, this is not XXX. This is G-rated.
Get your minds out of the gutter.
So you learn something new every day.
Inkjet printers.
Of course.
Thank you for the clarification.
Einstein. Thank God there's Einstein in the group.
Thank you.
So wait, we also hope to get North Shore Art Association.
Well, North Shore. I was on the North Shore Art Association website because I get a lot of PR releases from them. Like I get two a day from them. And so I'm hoping, because it's a lot of entries. So I went onto their website, and then I found their calendar, and then I went to the bottom of the page, and I looked at, you know, what tool was used to develop that calendar, and it's an iCalendar-based tool. iCalendar is kind of a way of producing
a
calendar.
You can pull that in.
And they can have a feed. So I emailed the PR person saying if they could just turn the feed on, because I figured, I went to the theme, figured how to turn the feed on, and I actually sent them a link to how to turn the feed on. I would just add that feed to our calendar and I wouldn't have to do all this stuff.
All right, so what do they say?
I haven't heard back from them yet.
All right. Well, this is what I'm going to tell you.
Call James.
If they don't
call James.
No, no, no. This is what we need to say to these people. If they don't accommodate us, they're dead to us.
They're dead to us.
You want the number one, in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Make
the top
it easier for us.
The top
please.
Post of Good Morning Gloucester for your stuff to appear.
I held it.
So proud of you.
Then you need to do the right thing and give James the access to do that right
now. And we're doing this because this calendar? Why are we doing this calendar?
Because you were having Bloody Marys.
We want total world domination of all communications.
Right. Media.
That's what we want.
What is it called? Orwell.
1984.
We just got to own all the media.
You know what's funny is I would say at least 4 or 5 times a week, I either have a text message on my phone or a private Facebook message, like ask me, how can I get in touch with your brother to get something on Good Morning Gloucester? Can I send this to you to get this on Good Morning Gloucester?
To ignore them? What
do you that has to go through my brother, and you have to send it there. Go on Good Morning Gloucester. It says contact us.
There's a contact button right at the top.
Listen, we've gone through this. People don't read.
So do you tell them that?
Oh, yes, I do.
And I often feel bad because they don't understand. Like, it takes time to put up a post. You know, those events, a lot of these events are now going in this calendar, and there's a certain place for them. And some things we do live blog and we bang it up because it's current and it's happening now. And other things, there's a spot in a certain time of day that is suitable for it to be posted. So I always redirect, like, send it to my brother, and my brother will send it to who it needs to be sent to. But that's not something that I do. But it's not like
you don't have all over the website. Yeah. You know, if you want to post, you know, if you want to communicate, here's the email address.
There's a contact
button.
No, it says contact. It says contact us. It does.
Okay. And on every time I post the calendar, I have a link to how to post entries.
Every time. I know. It's sticky to the top, too. Yeah. And when people send me stuff, I'm like, and I always respond to them, did you submit this to James at KPNG Clay? And I send them the link to the arts calendar with all the instructions.
Right.
And I hope that they follow through. But if they see the point is,
they don't even know.
So when I said here's my theory. So I respond to them when they send me something right that has to do with the arts. I always respond to them. Did you send this to James at Cape Banji Clay? And I send them follow this link. So on the link, it gives them all the instructions on how to submit this. And I figure if they're too lazy to do this.
If they're too lazy to do that,
then what do we care if they put it up? Sorry, if they don't care enough to submit it, then what do I care
also,
if they submit it?
Do you also have that link? Let me Google it for you underneath there.
LMGTY.
No, he only does that to me. He sends
no,
me.
No, not just to you.
Oh, you
me.
Don't?
Oh, that's his thing.
When I ask him a question, he like sends me these text messages with arrows and circles and red marks. And I'm like, can you just do it for me?
And I've explained it to her 15 times that there can't be any code.
After I've tried 2 hours.
Right, yeah. No, I haven't posted a video. Yeah.
Well, you're a sister, so you're a sister.
I don't get any special treatment, trust me.
No, you don't. She doesn't
get any special treatment. If anything, I get yelled at.
Yesterday we got some very cool news from the Schooner Adventure. I'm going to read it. This is the press release. This is a momentous day in the history of the Schooner Adventure. Today, she was issued a passenger vessel certificate by the Coast Guard, is now fully able to fulfill the vision expressed by Joe Garland and his small group of committed individuals when they brought the ship home to Gloucester in 1988. Above all, it is a day to give thanks to supporters and staff, shipwrights, and sailors, but particularly to the hundreds of volunteers who have given countless hours of time and determined effort over so many years. We are deeply grateful to all, and this is but the first small acknowledgement of thanks. More will come. Tomorrow the work continues as we proceed towards fulfilling the ship's mission to inspire and educate and to share the heritage of Gloucester with the wide audience it deserves. Tonight we celebrate and give thanks. Hats off to all who have been involved with the project. Tonight, we hope you take a moment to savor this milestone.
Tonight, Schooner Giving. Like
what's
Thanksgiving?
That?
Schooner Giving.
Schooner Giving.
Schooner Giving.
Schooner Giving.
Schooner Giving. Happy
good.
Schooner Giving.
Yes.
So, Thanksgiving, give
congratulations
thanks.
To the Schooner That's Adventure.
Great.
We hope that the Schooner Adventure stays true to its original mission. And I hope they don't end up competing with the private ventures of Tom...
The Lannan.
Tom Ellis.
Tom and Kay.
Tom Ellis and Kay Ellis, and our friends Harold Burnham, who put their asses on the line and went and financed to build boats to take out paying passengers and have business plans, and their private enterprises have done really well. I hope that the adventure doesn't take all these private donations and then competes with these for financial gain, you know, monies.
Good point.
To with these private enterprises.
Well, well,
I have nothing but the utmost respect for people in private business that that take monumental you know, chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
I could have been too.
He's really behaving
to actually put financial resources at risk and dive in head first to try to make a go of a financial model that that they can support their families on. And they've done nothing but honor the heritage of the schooner fisheries and made Gloucester proud with what they've done. I'm always a fan of private enterprises that don't ask for public monies to get this stuff done. So kudos. Oh, and another news that just got sent to me, Kay Ellis just sent me an email. The Cigar and Rum Cruise, the first Cigar and Rum
sold
Cruise.
Out.
Sold out.
Really? Oh, I didn't get a ticket.
Oh, shoot. I didn't get my ticket.
I didn't get a ticket.
Well, you got to call her and you got to get on the waiting list.
You can be like the sous chef in the back.
James, this is me again.
Well, you didn't get the email?
It happened to me last year, too. Same thing.
Did you get a ticket? Yes. I forgot to. Do you guys read the blog?
Did it not say get your tickets? It sells
out. It always sells out. Get your tickets.
No, I don't. I was last night, too.
You're too busy reading the bridge.
Was that a cow in your hand?
Oh, no.
No, the bridge is great. We like the bridge. The bridge is doing a good thing.
Listen to me. Did Kay say she was doing the wine? I like the wine cruise.
I didn't call yet.
I didn't get tickets.
You're an ass.
There you go. There's two.
Yeah. That was actually three.
That was three?
Well, actually, he said.
We talk about having your husband. Your husband's name is on the invitation.
Is that night. But I forgot to call.
We would have still called.
I don't think you understand. See, he's so mad. Last year happened the same thing. Last year, I forgot to call, and it was even a little bit later than it is now.
Oh my goodness, I'm so disappointed.
All right, I'm gonna call and be on the waiting list.
Kay, can you hold a ticket, please?
Actually, I need two. Two tickets, Kay. Birthday. Actually, you need two as well.
Four tickets.
Get the cake ordered for your husband's birthday.
I can't believe you have a ticket. That was fast.
Dude,
it always sells out in 3 days.
You've been doing this for five years.
Last year, I called up like two weeks later, actually,
I was on the waiting list too. Same thing happened. But no. I got in. Kay called me like the day before. Alicia,
are they doing the wine one? I want to know about the wine one. The cigar one, I went on it. It was enjoyable.
You can read about it on the blog.
I had to throw out my sweater because I smelled so bad.
Can you put in the calendar or something? Tell me to call tomorrow. Put myself on the waiting list.
Oh, you want to
now we gotta put flags.
Wait a second. I'm gonna lose my shit.
I'm gonna put a red flag.
I sent five notifications. I sent a
Alicia,
round of to I the
have,
people.
We have, no, have ex- to we learn have no excuse.
To ask Siri to remind you.
I don't
to
have
call
an
the people.
I thing.
Well, Siri. That's your problem.
Wait,
right?
My calendar?
All right. We're moving on.
I'm adding Siri now.
I'm adding my favorite people.
Are we doing a wine cruise on the Landon? That's
my question.
That's always
a
surprise.
Hey, I want to know.
Why are you not going to the July 14th one?
The what?
Or are you July 14th?
She's not logged on. She didn't do it.
What am I doing?
Are you going to the cigar one?
All right.
No, I'm not going on a cigar cruise. I've been on the cigar cruise.
All right. If you know anyone that wants to give their tickets, I've been on the cigar cruise.
I love the land.
All right.
Thank you. See, I get no special treatment.
Okay.
Nor should you.
Thank you very much.
What's the day?
All right. So this past Saturday, there was this big brouhaha in Gloucester.
Can I start it off? Okay, I want to say one thing though before anyone says anything. Okay.
I don't want to mention the location.
I won't.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I went and saw Kevin Hart on Friday night. It was so awesome. And then me and my sister were driving back. On Saturday morning. About probably like, I don't know, like 9:30, 10 a.m. And we're cruising and we see just people like National Guard going, and then we see
Humvees.
Oh, and then we're seeing like the Wakefield police, and then so as we're getting closer to Gloucester, now we're like exit 16, still seeing things. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, where are they going? By the time we got to the rotary, still coming down, we're like, okay, we know something is going on. So this is why I love social media so much. All I had to do was say, what is going on Gloucester on my Facebook, and I got the lowdown.
Yeah, Facebook was blowing up immediately.
Facebook was blowing up. I was, my email and text messages were blowing up. People wanted me to report on it. And I held off and held off and held off, and finally I just put out a release that said, listen, there's a rumors about a like some hostage thing, but you know, I've resisted putting it on the blog because honestly, we don't know. There's so many rumors flying around. I don't think it's responsible to write down what's, you know, and especially this business is involved.
Right.
I don't think it's cool to like write that this is what's going on.
We don't usually do that though. We don't usually.
Who's we?
GMG.
Okay.
For a rule of thumb, when something is tragic, like, you know, you like we're on the pulse, and you see a major accident, we don't necessarily like put it out there. Like we try to put out good stuff. Not that you can't report the bad stuff too, but like you have to be sensitive to families are involved, businesses are involved, and sometimes you just have to like wait and
That was this case. That was Felicia said it exactly right. We did know the situations. We didn't want to hurt any businesses. And there was so much, like so many rumors. It was one thing after another after another. So that's why we didn't report extensively.
And then after the article, when the article came out that the same thing had happened in New Hampshire just a couple days prior. So it's like, what is going on? Are they related? Is it connected? Like, you know,
it was right in my backyard. And I have to tell you, I didn't even think. I was getting phone calls. That's what made me go on social media. I was catering a party. I was busy cooking, and all of a sudden, my phone's ringing, and my friends are like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, am I okay? What are you talking about? And they told me, and I said, I literally just drove past there. I had gone to get groceries.
And you didn't notice anything when you went by?
I must have just missed. No, you don't see it. I literally must have missed everything happening, and I went home, I started cooking, and then my phone's ringing, and then I looked on Facebook, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I did call my mother, because I knew she was home, and she lives a house up, and she's by herself, and I just said, bah. I am 99.9% sure that we're fine. I don't hear any sirens. I don't hear helicopters. Everyone's saying that there are. It's next to our house. I said, but just lock your door because God only knows what really is going on. And she's like, okay. I'm like, but just don't freak out. And and again, we didn't hear anything.
We are completely fine. Just lock your doors.
Never.
I think that, so speaking to some people off the record in law enforcement, what they're saying, because similar incidents have happened in other locations, that the concern is that there are groups and they're sending these messages without like they're masking where the phone calls are coming from.
Right.
The concern is that they're doing these things to see how police responds to these.
So something bigger can happen somewhere else.
So that they see how
send everybody north. Right.
You know, this is off the record and stuff like that. I'm not mentioning any names, but I think that is kind of a concern.
Yeah.
So, did anyone see? James probably hasn't seen it because he doesn't look at the blog, apparently. But did anybody see Kenny McCarthy's photo on Instagram with the dog licking his ice cream?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see?
I saw it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting, James.
Yeah, I saw it.
Because you didn't see the schooner challenge, the schooner thing with the cigar and rum.
I did see it.
Felicia probably does the same thing.
I saw it.
No, she gets her own.
So wait a second. How disgusting. This is the problem. Dog people are all bananas as far as I'm concerned. Because
people are paranoid about animals the way you're paranoid are equally.
Oh, you think it's cool?
I want to tell my Joey dog story.
All I know is my nieces want a dog. That's all I know. I'm just going to say that.
We're all going around. We're going to go around. We're going to start with you. Is it okay for your dog to lick your ice cream? You're going to eat it afterwards. Yes or no?
The answer, no, you can't do that.
Okay, Alicia, is it okay for a dog?
You want me to leave? You want me to answer?
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah, and I'm going to answer it in a different way. I'm sorry, you can't put words in my mouth.
I asked if it's okay for a dog to lick the same ice cream that you're going to eat. Yes, sir.
Joe, what I'm going to tell you, all right, and you can check it out, all right? Kids today, part of the reason why there's more diabetes and other things, kids are not being exposed to any dirt, any germs, okay? You're not hurting your kid. You're not hurting yourself by letting your dog lick your ice cream and then eat the ice cream.
So your answer is you think it's fine. Okay, thank you for your answer. That's great. You think it's cool?
I don't think it's cool. I think it's okay, and I think you're overreacting.
Okay, there's your answer. Alicia, how do you feel?
I think it's disgusting, and I don't even drink out of the same drink my own kids do because I'm that much of a germaphobe. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Felicia, you're a big dog lover. You have a coconut.
But you're also a germaphobe.
Everybody knows I am a germaphobe, and I absolutely adore my coconut. So. But I draw the line. I give her own food. Anything she wants, we give to her. But it's not lick my ice cream, and then my kids can't even lick my husband.
Kenny wants to do it.
My husband,
but
cannot lick my ice cream, and I'm
going
to lick my ice cream. That's not happening.
What's wrong with Kenny doing it?
But he actually did it.
All right, now we got James.
Absolutely not. No,
disgusting. That's nasty. Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I have a dog and two cats.
And you think it's disgusting?
Yeah, of course it's disgusting. Okay. It's, my cat drinks out of my glass on my nightstand, though.
But you drink out of that glass.
Why
don't you drink your own glass? But it's not licking your ice cream.
I have to, four times
James.
A night, I have to get up and dump that glass into her cat water bowl, which she has, and then get
a new glass, and then get new water.
I could probably deal with that.
So my answer is emphatically no. I think it's nasty if you consume.
But if Kenny wants to do it, what's the difference?
No, that's
but
what I mean.
Is Kenny really doing it?
Kenny can absolutely do it. That doesn't mean we have to think it's not disgusting.
Okay, wait. Did Kenny really do that?
He put a picture on Instagram.
I know. I saw the picture and I saw the dog,
Do you think the ice cream is just for the dog?
Yes.
We definitely don't have definite proof.
Yeah,
okay.
The only evidence we have is that the dog licked the ice cream.
But
Long Beach Dairy gave doggy ice
creams. That wasn't a normal ice cream, like the cheap.
Okay.
That was like the waffle cone.
It was a real deal ice cream.
It was.
And it wasn't the scrapings from the bottom of the cone. It was a full cone.
There was like 20 ounces of ice cream on top.
Listen, if somebody wants to do it, it's their ice cream. I have no problem with it. Would I personally let Coconut lick my ice cream and then I'm going to lick it? I love her. And that's not happening.
I would say the same thing as a dog licking your face. Know how some people kiss their dogs?
No.
It's those people that let them kiss their dogs and they're the ones that lick that ice cream.
The dog's like, they're making out. Oh my God. I could not
These people aren't dropping dead. All right. Who do it?
See, this is another reason why Coconut's not allowed to go outside my house. Because I know she's clean. Some people don't let their dogs on their furniture. But my dog does not go outside.
My dog's not going to lick my face because of what I've seen.
My dog has more bad than my kids.
Dogs lick their butts.
Licking the butt, the cat's butt, whatever,
They can't help themselves.
Chopping on the kitty litter.
Do you see people walk the boulevard and their dogs are sniffing every pole?
Every pole.
Yeah, then I wouldn't let Coconut lick me, but Coconut's not allowed to sniff another dog's butt.
They hold the pole that they peed on, it's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, my baby, they're licking their faces.
Coconut doesn't do that.
I want to throw up.
Yeah, I think it's
they have urine on their face now.
It's gross.
Urine on their face.
That's what they have. They have urine on their face.
Exactly right.
I agree.
It's horrible.
Awesome.
Think about
You're all dog people too. I'm a champion person.
I'm not a dog person.
Well,
I actually
dogs in your house.
I do. I go to the dog park. Do you know I put them in the park when dogs are? Because I don't like other dogs. I just like mine.
My dog My dog does not go around other dogs.
Yeah.
My dog doesn't go outside. If she does, she goes right in the bathtub.
Your dog's kind of like a cat.
My dog is human.
That's true.
Here's another topic from Toby. Toby asks for some internet protocol. he asked, is it okay to listen to podcasts
in bed
when your partner's in bed with you, even if you have headphones in? Because I've heard that some people drive crazy.
Both Joey and I have heard that a member of the sleeping partner team, whatever, man, wife, I don't know who it is,
can't
sleep at night because their sleeping partner brings their computer, their device into the bed, and wants to listen to our podcast.
Yes, me and Chris have.
We'll just put it on the iPad and we'll both listen to it.
So the question is: what is the proper etiquette?
You both listen to it.
But what happens if the other person isn't consulted?
See, I think it's a...
That's just like having the TV on and your partner is sleeping. It's the
same
thing.
Some people can't handle it, though.
I hate it.
Some people, like, if you have your earphones on, they're like...
All right, well, then, thank God they're not married to me because I'm up at 2 o'clock every morning and that's when I get most of my work done and I go on the computer. That's how I wrote my cookbook, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Every night, 2 o'clock in the morning.
I sleep 10 to 2. Yeah. And then I'm up and... Most of the time, my husband's not even home till 2.
Nicole says that she puts out her posts. She creates them in the middle of the night, after the kids are asleep. And
I need 8 to 9 hours a night, so I don't know what you people are doing, but I'm in bed by 8 or 9 every night.
No.
Really?
I need a solid night. I need it too. Look at this.
I get 4 to 5.
4 to 5.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap things up. I just want to mention one thing that we just launched a couple weeks ago, unofficially, this week, kind of officially.
Yeah, it's pretty official now.
Pretty official. The Homie Cast. The Homie Cast is a group. Look at you roll. Alicia just rolled her eyes.
Rolled.
My face looks Russian.
Rolled her eyes.
And what's the nature of HomieCast?
The HomieCast.com. We secured the domain name.
Oh, Lord.
The HomieCast.com.
Sorry.
It's the man. They won't stop talking about man stuff. It's all about man stuff.
No, I'm sorry. They're great. They're awesome.
No women. It's guys come. We eat copious amount of charred flesh.
Yeah, lots of beef.
On his new grill.
We drink beer. And then eventually we sit down to podcasting.
This is just your male dinners turning into a podcast.
The homie cast is the equivalent of women's book club. You know, they say they're talking about books, but they just sit around and drink wine. Morning tea. You can bookmark www.thehomiecast.com. I like the website, the way it's coming out.
Are you keeping the same intro every time?
Yes.
That's the only reason I will just listen to the cast to hear that intro.
But you can't really hear much else after that because we're all three sheets. So it's all of us talking at once and people falling off their chairs.
Isn't it amazing when the men want to cook that they can pull
it together? So this is where you put the out music right now, Eric.
Isn't it amazing?
So everybody, thank you for coming. For Toby Pett, Alicia DeWolf, James Eves, Sister Felicia, Joey Shimotaro, thank you for tuning in. I hope you all had a great night.
Woo-wee.
I didn't even record a single.
I didn't.